The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour. And, of course, I got my, for those of you watching us in the live stream, it's a pretty neat little hat right there, huh? It says 2A, 1791, Second Amendment. There's the flag. Yeah. So, we got, as I talked about on the first portion of the show, about the Veterans Administration, you bunch of commie pigs. What do you think you're doing? You think that all of us out here have PTSD and that we should all have our firearms taken away? Really? The unmitigated goal. Stephen Williford, you know that name. He's the one that took out the Sutherland Springs church shooter. Too bad he didn't get a nail in the head the first time, but hey, he got him anyway. Stephen, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me back on the show, and I've got some really good news for you.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Because the GOA and our great members putting pressure on Congress and stuff, that got taken out of the bill about the taking away guns from our veterans. That got taken out of the bill.
Okay, so, I mean, we're having this conversation. What's got this started in the first place? Why did the VA think that they had the right to come in here and start taking away guns?
Well, that was in an appropriation bill. They put these little amendments and crap in these bills and stuff and hope to just float it by, and pass, That's why bills are 2,000 and 3,000 pages now, is because they just stick these little amendments in that have nothing to do with the bill. And this particular one was to basically take guns away from our veterans and stuff. And GOA and the GOA members got out there and fought against it. And we have it on good that it has been taken out of the bill. Aiden Johnson, which is our national guy, that he's a lobbyist down there, and he goes down there and he checks and makes sure these bills are right, and that particular thing got taken out of it. And it's an appropriation bill. It's like, you want to fund the military, then, pass this bill. And, Aiden and his team reads that and goes through it quite well, and figures out, hey, well, wait, we can't do this because, y'all can't support this because we're taking guns away from our veterans. And put the email blast and stuff, lets our membership know. That way the members can go down and call Congress and write letters and do things and stop these sort of things. And we have it on good information that has been taken out of the bill now.
Good. I'm glad to hear it because, see, the way that, everything that I've been reading about now is this thing was still in play, but you're telling me it's not anymore. So that's a good thing.
As of yesterday, we got new information on it as of yesterday. And again, this is breaking stuff. And during our normal Monday meeting on GOA, we all got a chance to basically rejoice in this, and it's been taken out of it. And you go to gunowners.org and sign up. You'll get email blast when these things happen. And I can't personally take my time and read a 2,000-page bill. But Gun Owners of America have teams that go through this, all of the bill, with a fine-tooth comb and see the things that are against our Second Amendment, and we fight that. And we send out the email blasts and let everybody know it's time to get call your congressman and say, oh, no, you can't do this.
Right.
And it works.
Well, of course. Now, here's the other thing, too. When any of these big bills come out, if there are things that you want to find out, you see, the way that these bills are, when you save them in PDF, you can actually go to the search bar, type in the word gun and firearm, and then you'll see a whole list on the left-hand column of the PDF that comes up where the phraseology is used or the word gun or firearm is used. And that's probably one of the things that your rep did when they were looking at this vis-a-vis Gun Owners of America. So the thing is that if you're not a member of GOA, you should be. And of course, you know, they want to take away our weapons so we cannot fight what's coming across our southern border when things get radical here in the United States of America. Well, you've talked to enough people at GOA, Stephen. You know, you were the hero with a gun in the 2017 Sutherland Springs Church incident. And you've written a book recently called The Barefoot Defender. Is that right?
No, the book is called A Town Called Sutherland Springs. They call me the Barefoot Defender, but the book is A Town Called Sutherland Springs. You can find it at Amazon. You can actually go to gunowners.org and you can purchase it at gunowners.org or pick it up at Amazon.
Or you can buy it through our website. If you go to thepowerhour.com and go to the guest links, we have a link there to Amazon where we get a little bit of the proceeds to help keep this show on the air, which we definitely do. So if you're going to do it, go to thepowerhour.com, go to the guest link, click on that, and buy Stephen's book through the guest link. Okay? That's the easiest way to do it. And that way we get a little something, something, because if you go directly to Amazon, we get stiffed. That's the bottom line here, Stephen. We got to do everything we can to try to keep the show on the air.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want your show to be on the air. We want your show to get out there and make a difference. You know, putting that word out there and letting everybody know, you know, and again, go to gunowners.org because there's no better way to get the emails blast and let people know that, okay, this is the time you need to talk to your congressmen, you know. Let them know that, okay, you know, this is trying to be, they're trying to push this agenda. And we thank the Power Hour for hosting me on this show and letting people know.
So you don't, based on the information you have right now and the new information we have, pretty much my show notes are void because we were under the assumption that this was actually moving forward and the late breaking news. Is anybody, have you shared this with anyone else but us?
Well, you're the first one that I've talked to about
We got the scoop. Stephen gave us the scoop.
Yes.
Ta-da. Way to go, guy. Appreciate that.
Got the scoop. Absolutely.
Everybody's after the scoop. All right. So we're the first show on the radio that's announced that this has been stripped out of the bill. All right. So, yeah, you veterans can breathe a sigh of relief now.
Well, not necessarily. Veterans need to get out there. There's other things happening to the veterans right now with illegal aliens getting part of their benefits and stuff. But that's a whole new thing.
Yeah.
That's with Joe Biden trying to give veterans benefits to illegal aliens. We don't owe the illegal aliens anything. We owe our veterans everything. So, and this Super Tuesday, get out and vote. It really matters. We have to, and the Supreme Court just yesterday said unanimously, a 9-0 decision, that Colorado and other states can't keep Donald Trump off of the ballot. How dare them think that they need to just keep him off the ballot so you don't have a choice?
Well, it's not over yet, Stephen, because see, come the general election, they can certainly try to cheat and discount all of his votes and disenfranchise all the voters, like what happened in 2020, and everyone suspects now. But here's the other thing, and you may, and I want your opinion on this, is that, you know, because of the fact that the country is in the shape that it's in right now, they literally are pointing a finger at the Biden administration and saying it wasn't like this under Trump. And if he gets the RNC nod as the candidate for the Republican Party, this uniparty system we have out here that everybody's in denial over, the big specific here is that people will, the other side will attempt to cheat and disenfranchise again, but you got all these independent voters and Democratic voters that have seen the light and are going to probably vote the other way. What's your take on all of this? You think they're going to try to cheat again in November? What's your take?
Sure, they're going to try to cheat. And so we need to make it so overwhelming that it doesn't matter. And that's what happened when Trump got elected the first time. They did try to cheat then. And even then, Hillary couldn't overcome the overwhelming vote with Trump. And so they had to readjust everything again and cheat harder next time. Well, they are, you know, they are trying to now make it where it's mail-in ballots, no photo ID and stuff. And so all these illegal immigrants that they're bringing in could just go to the polls. You know, Merrick Garland has said that. That we're going to get rid of, you know, where you have to show a valid ID and where you can just mail in and they can put as many ballots. And they said last time some counties had more ballots than they had residents in the county, you know. And people are saying, well, if they cheated, then where is the cheat? Well, you got to open your eyes and see it. But this time we just need to be overwhelming when we go down. Go vote, vote, vote. It does matter. And we'll work it out in the end.
We will. Now, has Gun Owners of America taken a position on everything we just talked about? Or are they just focused on, you know, gun rights?
Well, we're focused. It's a very singular focused group, and it's on Pro 2A, which all of it goes hand in hand, because what's coming across our border, the FBI and Homeland Security have even said that an attack on places of faith is imminent, and yet they want to take your guns away from you. I'm going to tell you, you should be, when you go to church carrying a gun, you should be vigilant. You should know that it's happening. And it all ties into that. You know, they say our Bill of Rights is our Second Amendment is in the Bill of Rights, but it is our first right, because the Second Amendment takes care of all the rest of them. And it was made, make no mistake, our Second Amendment was ratified to take care of a tyrannical government.
Out-of-control
government.
So, I mean, you've got, I'm looking at your website right now, and they're talking about Sheepdog 15, go a fundraiser, strip lower receiver. I mean, there's a picture of you with a, what I consider to be a really sweet-looking tactical firearm. And see, that's why they got the barefoot defender, because there he is a white beard and a black hat holding what looks like a modified AR-15. It looks really good. One of those sweet-looking ones. And so the thing is, has the Gun Owners of America, because you're affiliated with them, I tried to get Grady Judd, you know who he is, sheriff of Polk County, Florida.
Yeah.
I tried to get him on the show, and they won't come on. They won't talk to us. I am like, I'm a member of the Florida Sheriff's Association, for crying out loud, and I can't get a sheriff on the show. I am like freaking out. I'm like, come on, what is this all about if I can't get somebody on here to talk about what our rights are, what Castle Doctrine is? I mean, where's Gun Owners of America stand on what we the people are supposed to do? Because I know you're connected with them and you're fully knowledgeable of this. How are we supposed to defend ourselves when all of a sudden this these people crossing the border that are military-aged men all of a sudden are given a gun and told them to go invade America? Then what? What are we supposed to do?
Well, we're absolutely supposed to fight back. You know, for Gun Owners of America, we have a bumper sticker that says, fight crime, shoot back. And
yeah.
I agree.
Well, I mean, they're on your property. They're headed toward your front door. And see, the thing is, you know what they did to the McCloskeys up in St. Louis, because they were waving their guns around. The bigger problem was is they didn't use them, but the people were not on their front lawn. They were marching down the street in their little toity-toity neighborhood, and they got popped because of the fact that they were out there using the weapons to intimidate people, even though they didn't point it at them. The thing is if they come in the front yard, now they're trespassing on your property once they cross over the threshold of the county line. We have Texas constables telling homeowners, look, your car, everything else that's there on your property is an extension of your home. Next time they show up, shoot them in the head. When you've got people doing that, I mean, does every sheriff agree with this? Is Gun Owners of America aware that a lot of these sheriffs will just simply go out and arrest every Tom, Dick, and Harry for defending themselves?
You know, and like I said, you know, when I ran across the street in Sutherland Springs and defended Sutherland Springs, it's lucky that I lived in Texas, because there's no telling. There's no telling what would have transpired if I would have been in New York or if I would have been in California, you know. There's no telling.
Yeah, that's you know, a sad state of affairs.
I might have been arrested.
Yeah, that's true. How true. You see, that's the thing that people are very hesitant about is, you know, once they cross the threshold, they've invaded the castle, and the castle doctrine kicks in, but some states will go, well, wait a minute, unless they were coming at you in a furtive manner, you can't shoot. And I'm like, dude, when they crossed my threshold, I can shoot. And now it turns into a legal battle that costs tens of thousands of dollars most Americans don't have. So the way I look at it is if we get to that point, we are going to have to literally defend ourselves and call and get on the phone, call the neighbors, tell them to get your guns out and start rallying. We're being invaded. I mean, do you see that happening as part of this if it all comes down?
It might very well be. You know, we are being invaded. And again, we just need to be vigilant. And if something happens, I hate to be reactive. But,
I know.
But you can't do anything until something starts, you know, and maybe you can stop it quickly.
Well, you know, and Stephen, you're right about that. But the thing is we can be proactive today by going to the polls and voting. We can be proactive by joining Gun Owners of America. We can be proactive by reading about your experiences in your new book, because you have to understand, folks, you are in a specific position. And they're all going to be looking at the legal. I mean, here's the thing. If martial law is declared, the Constitution is suspended, this is going away. And I'm pointing to my hat with 2A on it. All that's going away, because there won't. I mean, if they declare martial law, the Constitution does not exist anymore. Then it's every man for himself. And if people need to wake up and realize that, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
it's time to wake up. It's time to get out. It's time to vote. It's time to make a difference.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
It's time
that.
To sign up for gunowners.org and sign up and be part of the solution.
Right. And if you want to go to Stephen's website, it's called thebarefootdefender.com. It's all there. It's easy to navigate. And then GOA, gunowners.org. Go join. Sign up on the email list. Get alert. Get active. I know some of you are USCCA members. That insurance does not, it's not, I'm going to stress this. Those of you joining USCCA, and this is something I've confronted them about in a phone call. I said, here's the thing. In the event of civil unrest, like all other insurance policies, this insurance with USCCA, your homeowner's insurance, your life insurance, all this insurance doesn't matter in the event of civil unrest. If there is a riot or government takeover or anything like it, the martial law, your insurance just went right out the door. You can forget about your legal defense fund with USCCA. They are lying to you for making you think that this is going to protect you in times of this magnitude, and they won't. You're aware of that, aren't you, Stephen?
USCCA is a insurance, and
yeah.
if, major collapse happens, then what's the insurance? You know, what's it worth?
Yeah. I had to ask you, Stephen. I had to ask you. You know, that's exactly the whole point. And people need to wake up and realize that. So I really appreciate your time on the show this morning, and I'm glad to hear the news. We got to be the first ones to report on that the Veterans Administration little piece of that legislation that was in the appropriations bill has been taken out of there. I sure hope that somebody doesn't come in the last minute and try and stick it back in. So we appreciate your time on the show today, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too. You can buy his book, by the way. Go to thepowerhour.com. Go to the guest link, you know, where it says schedule guests and all that, and buy it through there. That way we get a little something-something, all right? So I get to take the 2A hat off now and put my headphones back on here. All right. So now the phone lines are open. 844-769-2944. Press 1 to get into the studio. That way we stop all these nonsense calls from coming through. Got lots of news to talk about, and you may have some input on what we just discussed. What your take is, I'm open to comments. I'm serious. You know, we just talked about the significance of what this insurance allegedly covers. Because if we go to full-scale riot in America, where these military-aged men are trained and given guns and told, here's a list of people, go shoot them. Wow. And these people have no conscience. This is like target practice to these people. They don't live here. They're not citizens. They're being promised a paycheck, and they basically take these military-aged men and turn them into mercenaries. I mean, come on, really? Are you in denial over that possibility? Really? God, if you want to call up and argue that point, I'd be happy to entertain it. Because, I mean, we're talking about your right to bear arms in the Constitution. I mean, what does the Constitution matter? Because this is Super Tuesday. If the Constitution mattered, you'd already be pulling the levers and filling out the ballots and doing everything you're supposed to be doing today and not sitting around bitching because of the fact, well, my vote doesn't matter. I don't want to hear it. I'm sorry. Your vote does matter. It is you taking your personal civic duty to speak out. You have the right to speak out. And from a former veteran, Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Awesome show, like usual. Hey, I have a question, Dave. I was listening to you yesterday, and I was listening to that guest you had, that lady. That was very, very interesting. What did you say about Golden Corral yesterday? It caught my attention because I frequent there sometimes.
You know, I don't think Golden Corral was part of our conversation with Nicole McCaw. We were talking about all these other places. No, what I was saying about Golden, they had some news about Golden Corral. I was talking about norovirus and about people, you know, going into these mass food, all-you-can-eat restaurants, and to be careful because a lot of these all-you-can-eat restaurants, sometimes you got to, you know, what I said was you got to shop these restaurants, look at the health records, because you don't want to go into a place, and I know these all-you-can-eat places, man, they're just a big draw for people. They used to have buffets in Hawaii, but they don't anymore because they always accuse the Samoans of cleaning out all the seafood because they come over and eat all the crab and the lobster, load their plates up with all the good stuff, and they're it just got too, you know, they canceled buffets in Hawaii because of it. But see, the thing, my point is to check out the places that you go eat and to see what their health records is, contact the health department. In Florida, they actually publish a list of all the restaurants where they found cockroaches, improper, you know, no soap in the soap dispensers. That means nobody's washing their hands. There's no gloves for the workers. So they're holding the food with their hands. They're picking their nose while they're fixing your food. They're putting glue on your meat. I mean, this is the stuff I'm talking about checking out before you go frequenting restaurants. You know, because here's the thing, Jeff. Jeff, look at the bottom line. Do you agree with me that the work ethic among younger people in this country has gone to hell in a handbasket?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No, absolutely no doubt about it.
Okay, next logical question. If you were dealing with people in a restaurant that had that kind of work ethic, would you trust them that they would properly prepare your food?
That's a very good point. You're exactly right.
I'm just throwing it out there. Folks, I'm not belittling Golden Corral. I know, Jeff, that's one of your favorite places to go hang out. I get it. And they got the all-you-can-eat buffet and all that good stuff. And, you know, you haven't gotten sick yet. The norovirus thing for those, and here's the problem. As I was pointing out yesterday, those who've gotten the jab, I know people have gotten the jab and got norovirus, and it really tears them. It tears into them like nobody's business. It's a virus you don't want to mess with, and it's foodborne. And so when you're eating this stuff and you've had the jab and you get norovirus, I mean, you are so down for the count, you're going to wish you were dead. You're going to drop weight like nobody's business. I know people that have been through it. And I mean, they literally have to get infusions of all sorts of natural ingredients to keep themselves, you know, from dying, basically.
Wow. So you don't want to get that. But hey, real quick, Dave, I'm going to say this while you got my mind going here. You know, you were saying about the younger people don't want to work. Do you know, I'm sure you're aware of this, I just found this out. Do you know that there's these morons, I remember that, I can't remember that word you said, it was funny how you described people.
Retardandos.
Yeah, there you go. These retardandos, these young people are going on TikTok. I saw this last week. It just blew my mind. And acting like absolute idiots on TikTok. And they're getting paid, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars to just go in there and act like absolute fools. And they're going to do that rather than, you know, take a decent job somewhere because they don't want to order that. Why should I work when I can just go on TikTok and act like an absolute moron?
Uh-huh. Exactly. And then people will do it, you know, because why? Because we have Hollywood producing shows like Jackass.
I know. And then one more thing, Dave, and I'll get off here. I found this out too. There was a lady that I listened to. It's a ministry. Her son died at a very young age, and he was into the phone. He used to be on his phone all the time, taking pictures, snapshots, whatever. And he didn't come home one night, and I guess she knew something bad happened to him. She was going out looking for him, and she found him halfway dead, or he was dead. He broke his neck. He fell into a sewer drain halfway or something. But a guy, she was trying to find out what happened to this kid. He was real young, maybe not even 20 years old. But this guy said he witnessed it. And the reason that he fell and broke his neck was because he wasn't paying attention where he was walking, and he was taking selfies of himself holding the phone in the air. Now, that's the state of this Generation Z or whatever you want to call them. Do you believe that?
I can. It's pretty scary. These kids think they're invincible, Jeff. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. God bless you, sir. Thank you for your service. 28 minutes after the hour, that means it's time for the break and these important messages from the Power Hour and Power Mall. Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829. Give them a call and buy something right now.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time as we move into our last segment here on this Super Tuesday. Hopefully you're getting out and voting. By the way, Trader Joe's, ever heard of them? They have issued a recall notice over the weekend to customers who bought their steamed chicken soup dumplings, warning the product could contain hard plastic from a permanent marker pen. This is the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, FISIS. It's kind of like ISIS with an F. Said that about 61,839 pounds of dumplings are being recalled out of fear they may be contaminated with foreign materials. Wow. Imagine that. What else would you find in there? I mean, they found all sorts of stuff, you know, teeth and hair, and just makes you want to go out and eat, right? Brady, are you back on the phone again? What's this thing about Doritos?
Oh, man, this is disturbing, Dave.
This is a three cup of coffee day, Brady. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm on my third too, brother. Hey, this thing that Doritos, you know, Doritos chips, her name is Samantha Hutchin, makes Dylan Mulvaney look beautiful. This thing looks like a complete demon. And she's an ambassador for their new transgender label that they're trying to put through with Doritos. And her destruction, she says, I'm here to destroy the nuclear family and the traditional family of today. She says it straight out. And then she opens up and says, She actually condones pedophilia and says people under age 12 should be raped. I think we have a problem here, Dave.
She actually said this? Are you serious? I want you to email me some copies so we can talk about that. I can't believe it. Not my Doritos. Not my Doritos. I mean, I thought giving up Cheetos for Lent was bad enough.
We got to go back to the old non-bio buffets and the non-bio bakeries. And we've got to add non-bio dumplings, non-bio. Holy cow. We're up to a whole list of about 10 things, Dave. I think we should open up a new thing, a new business, non-bio buffets. And then all ingredients don't have any kind of snakes or mRNA in it. Who knows? You know, who knows what they're putting in that day?
That's pretty scary stuff, Brady. Oh, that Doritos. Well, I'm glad we brought you back on. I appreciate you calling us up and chiming in on that so now people can boycott Doritos. Oh, my God. I would love to. I'm going to have to go research that copy. Samantha Hudgens, huh? Okay. I appreciate that, Brady. Wow. Moving on in the health category here. There are people out there I know that love Diet Coke. Diet this, diet that. Drinking 2 liters or more per week of artificially sweetened beverages, the equivalent of a medium-sized fast food diet soda a day, raises the risk of an irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation by 20% when compared to people who drank none, according to a new study. Oh, there's always a new study. I know. These people are going to ignore that. I like my Diet Coke. Yeah. AFib is an irregular heartbeat often described by many people who have it as a quiver, flutter, or flip-flop of the heart of the chest. Drinking a similar number of added sugar beverages raises the risk of the condition by 10%, while drinking about 4 ounces of pure unsweetened juices, such as orange or veggie juice, was associated with an 8% lower risk of atrial fibrillation, according to this study. Oh, I could add a V8. No, I'm not. I'm not endorsing them. It popped into my head. I'm sorry. It does. You know, stuff like that happens. I'm sitting here going into something like this, and all of a sudden it just jumps into my head. Doesn't it? You, when you you make light of something and you something just pops in your head. And but yet these people, they get these sure little packages of that stuff, you know, at the table. You got that artificial sweetener. I want to give myself AFib. I mean, can you imagine that? Wow. I mean, bad enough that they had that one, you know, where all the restaurant, where all the nurses, the waitresses dress up as nurses. And they have this, you know, giant hamburger out there guaranteed to give you a myocardial infarction. And then they had to do away with it because people were complaining that that's not healthy. Yeah. Well, the burgers were good. But apparently, you know, promoting the fact it would give you a, you know, cause you to have a triple bypass would not be a good thing. So, gotta love that. Now, those of you, and I've heard stories, you get up all hours of the night to go to the bathroom. And there's a study for that. They're always studying why people, I don't know why I get up and go to the bathroom 3 times a night. Why is that? Well, do you watch TV before bed? I mean, do you like binge watch from the time you have dinner to the time you go to bed? Do you binge watch television? I mean, do you binge watch all day? Are you a couch potato? That is why you get up and go to the bathroom all night long. Symptoms of nocturia include waking up at least twice to urinate at night. Typically, people affected by it are tired and experience sleepiness during the day because their sleep cycles have been interrupted. Hello. Yep. I mean, it's normal to go to the bathroom all the time during the day, but at night you're supposed to sleep. This is another reason, you know, I sleep on what I sleep on. RSV shots, by the way, they're pushing them. Man, you can't go to a Walmart. I'm sorry. I'm going to poke at them because get your shot now. They got these signs and they got them in so many different languages now. You go into Walmart to the pharmacy, and I mean, they got a whole board full of languages. You've seen them. I know you have. If you've been to Wally World, you know that. And you go in there, and they want you to get the jab and this jab and that jab and get the booster and get the RSV shot and get the shot and get the shingle shot. And oh, my God. Boy, you talk about Big Pharma wanting to make the big score at Wally World. I mean, it's bad enough you get people that dress ridiculous when they go in there, but now this? Yeah. So they got a vaccine out now for respiratory syncytial virus. Became available for those most at risk. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the data now show the shots may have caused a few cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. And now this is the New York Times that's reporting this. Yeah. Now, when you have a librag like the New York Times reporting this and the CDC's immunization safety office is saying, I think we better pay attention here. The vaccine adverse event reporting system, remember that? The system we can't trust called VAERS? Revealed 37 preliminary reports of adverse effects from the RSV vaccines, yet everybody wants to go out and get one. What are we playing, Russian roulette? You know, that, I mean, sitting there promoting going out and getting an RSV jab, knowing what the consequences would be like getting a revolver with one round in it, like Deer Hunter, spinning the barrel and putting the gun to your head and pulling the trigger. I can't equate it any other way to reflect the seriousness of what I'm talking about here. This is nuts. You're playing Russian roulette with your body. Why would you do that? See, and I'm not saying it for the benefit of our listeners out there that are wise, that know this stuff. I'm saying it for the newcomers and people that are going across the dial, picking us up on the radio, listening to this stuff, and they're on their way to Wally World to get a shot they don't need. I'm serious. This is crazy. And you give it to your kid too, Mom? Come on. This is Big Pharma scoring on you. And the government, oh, well, the government's paying for it. It's free. Really? Do you think that a lifetime of having Guillain-Barré syndrome is free too? I mean, they don't just hand cases of that out at Walmart. Oh, come on, people. Let's have some common sense here. I mean, it's bad enough, you know, what they're talking about with all these people going on a TikTok and doing all this crazy stuff because they're making all this money. It's like people that, like these school teachers that go on OnlyFans and get naked to make money. God. Boy, this world is falling apart, isn't it? Under the science and technology category, scientists have created mini organs from cells floating in the fluid that surrounds a fetus in the womb. An advance, they believe, could open up new areas of prenatal medicine. They're called organoids. Oh, my God. They're tiny, simplified structures that could be used to test new medical treatments. Yeah. Going where no man has gone before. It reminds me of Star Trek, doesn't it? Oh, this is the University College London Great Ormond Street Hospital in the UK. Wouldn't you know it, that this is what's going on? All in the age of science, and technology will increase, according to the Bible. Yeah, Joe Manchin, yesterday, man, it wasn't his day. It wasn't his day at Harvard. They decided to park the car in Harvard Yard and come in and harass Joe Manchin. He's over there doing a lecture. Protesters took issue with his support about the $6.6 billion plan to build a 300-mile natural gas pipeline. Mr. Manchin is seen sitting at a table when a group of protesters enter the room and have him surrounded, taking issue with him, what he played in facilitating the construction of the Mountain Valley Pipeline. This is a 300-mile project spanning from West Virginia's northwestern border to southern Virginia. One of the protesters shouted, "You sold our futures and got rich doing it, you sick expletive." Nah, I bet it was fire truck. Yeah, that would seem the logical. It's like, you sick, insert here. one of the protesters shouted.
Off of his head, the jury said, this villain must be tried.
Yeah. And of course, Mr. Manchin stood up from his chair to face the antagonist. How dare you? You have sold our... And by then, Mr. Manchin's staff member jumped in between the two, holding the senator back. But before the protester was able to get a word out and finish the last of his sentence, the Manchin aide grabbed the young man by his jacket and tossed him out the door, shoving him to the ground. With their peer thrown out, the protesters who remained inside the room were offered by Mr. Manchin an opportunity to sit down and talk. However, they refused and began shouting over him, accusing the senator of making millions of dollars in personal profit from the pipeline project. I'm not going to sit down. You've received more funding from fossil fuels than any other senator, a protester shouted. You've made millions out of your position. You drive a Maserati, an elderly female protester said. According to Open Secrets, a watchdog website that tracks money in politics, Mr. Manchin was the senator who received the most money in political donations from oil and gas and coal industries during the 2021-22 election cycle. This year, he was ranked sixth on the list. So there. Wow. See, the truth does come out, and see, they don't want to hear it. No, they're a senator. They got elected by we the people. They can do whatever they want, right? I don't think so. Yeah. Phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944. If you want to get a word in edgewise, I don't want to be the one doing all the talking this morning. Come on, get on the phone and call us up. Press the number one when you hear the prompts. Alex Newman wrote an article in the Epoch Times, called Very Bizarre, Scientists Expose Major Problems with Climate Change Data. Now, you see, here's the thing. The Epoch Times made this a premium article, which means that most of you can't access it unless you're a paid subscriber. Pal, Zero Hedge got a hold of it and transcribed it so you can read it for free. That's why we're putting it on the email blast. You see all the things you're missing? Because you don't subscribe and you should be, because now you can read all this stuff for sure. The Biden administration leans on its latest national climate assessment report as evidence that global warming is accelerating because of human activities. Not so. They got the UN, they got everybody to agree with them, but that's not so. Problems with the temperature data include a lack of geographically and historically representative data, contamination of the records by heat from urban areas, and corruption of the data introduced by a process known as homogenization. The flaws are so significant they make the temperature data and the models based on it essentially useless or worse. Three independent scientists with the Center for Environmental Research and Earth Sciences explained. The experts said when the data corruption is considered, the alleged climate crisis supposedly caused by human activities disappears. So now this whole thing with the carbon dioxide trapping and all this other garbage is just exactly what it is. Garbage. I don't understand why the Epoch Times has to turn around and make it a paid item for people to understand that they're being lied to. Maria, let's see who we got on the horn here. Maria in Indiana, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Dave. I got to say, sometimes I think you're a goofball, but I really like you because you make me think.
Well, I'm glad I make you think. I'm glad I made you think enough to call the show this morning, Marie.
Sure. I
don't mind. I don't mind. I resemble that remark. If you want to call me a goofball, that's okay. I resemble that remark.
You made me laugh, Dave.
Well, you know, we have to. Some of this stuff is just so ridiculous. You're at the point of like, look, come on, folks. You really think we're buying into this? See, that's the whole point. I'm glad you called. What else is on your mind?
Yeah. Okay. I'm a concealed carry permit kind of girl. I got my own gun range and I'm getting pretty good with it. And I never leave home without it.
Good.
And I'm an NRA member, lifetime NRA, about 30 years now. But then I learned that when you join all these gun clubs and things, and they put you, they just add it to your algorithm. And you're going to be on the top of the list of them coming to your door saying, I want them all.
Okay, that's a valid point. Yeah, okay. No, I get it. I get it. I mean, use a credit card to buy a gun instead of cash. That's another way.
Yep.
You know, the banks are helping the government out. And so, you know, All these people, like, they want to go bank at Bank of America because, well, they're a big bank and they're secure. Yep. And I'm just like, really? And they're also ratting you out to Uncle Sam. They're all in on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I just believe that too. Well, I appreciate that, Maria. Are you just a little more paranoid because of that or less paranoid? Because, look, I'm armed. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't have to worry. But now you show up at my door and start wanting my guns. What are we going to do then?
Yeah, I'm very aware of my surroundings, and I'm always looking for men in black, so you never know.
I love it. I love it when the audience brings their own material. I love it. I appreciate it, Marie. I mean, that's a valid point, is it not? You have something to add to that conversation? Hey, phone lines are open. I love it when people call up and assert that. No, I mean, but that is totally valid, Marie. Totally valid. They know you got one. And so, you know, you think that they might even send these armed military single-aged men crossing the border and hand them a gun and say, okay, here's a list of people that have guns. Go to their house and take them. And if they give you any flack, shoot them. You really think that these military-aged foreigners coming across our border care about whether you live or die? Oh, it's all about Darwinism, buddy. Survival of the fittest, and they got the gun, and they know you got one too, and they don't think you'll shoot. That's just the thing. But the question is will you? You have another human being coming to your door, and they're there to do you and your family harm. I mean, this is a whole other conversation for another day. Wow. And what do you see? This is why I wanted to get Sheriff Judd on the phone. For God's sakes, come on. What is up with you folks? I want a law enforcement official to come on here and educate us. I mean, Sheriff Richard Mack has done that a number of times, but I want somebody with boots on the ground right now that's an active sheriff to come on the show. So if you have one out there, Scotty Jenkins or whatever, you get somebody on the show that can actually talk to us about how we're supposed to defend ourselves and what to do and embolden us to behave properly as American citizens. I would love to have them on the show. Dustin, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. I just had a thought. I don't think it's a unique thought, but something about purple ballots or, what was that? Purple thumbs, paper ballots, 5,000 max per precinct, all counted in one day. I think something like that would really resolve several of the issues we've got if you added voter ID.
Oh, I agree. You know, I think, like I said, if you have to show your driver's license when they pull you over or everywhere you go to buy liquor or cigarettes, I mean, come on. Here's your exercise of your constitutional duty to vote. And they ask you for your ID to prove who you are. I mean, you should be happy they're asking for it because that means that the system's working.
There was a time back when Jay Leno had taken over the Tonight Show, and I think it was probably one of his best skits that he did, and he was talking about the purple thumbs over there used in Iraq. And he said something about, well, they're working on writing their own constitution, but, you know, why don't we just give them ours? We're not using it anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, typical Leno joke. Well, yeah, sarcasm.
Well, yeah, definitely, but something kind of valid about that, you know. Every now and again, you'll get some kind of buffoonery that will just expose the daylights out of something stupid like that, you know.
No doubt.
Sarcasm has its place. Comedy has its place. Don't let people get you down if they're calling you some kind of buffoon or something. Just shake your head.
You know what, Dustin? It's okay. It's okay. I'm not upset. I love it. You know, come at, bring it. I love it. Bring it. It's okay. That's what the show is for, is to have a conversation, for crying out loud. This is something most Americans haven't been doing these days. They're all sitting there in houses, just cowering in the corner, waiting for the proverbial, you know what, to hit the fan. I appreciate your call, Dustin. We are out of time for today's show. for those of you that are dialing up, more incentive to go find our email blast. We've got a recipe for pickling beets, a canning recipe, four simple tips for growing massive onion bulbs. And of course, there is this other study now, a survey about COVID-19 shot hesitancy driven by knowledge of adverse events. Why wasn't? Oh, and not only that, we have a video of Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, dressing up as a highway patrol trooper in order to recruit more law enforcement for the state. How novel is that? Wait till you watch that video. That's on our email blast as well, folks. I told you there's all sorts of reason why to watch and listen and participate in the Power Hour. Until next time, which would be tomorrow, our hump day edition here, stay safe, use your head, communicate with others, walk in love. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.